Meseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin, 1-7. The Mishnah now discusses the Kilayim restrictions that apply to trees. You'll recall that of the five mitzvahs d'oraisa listed in the Pesukim, none of them apply to trees. However, there's a limud from the fact that in the same pasuk we talk about not crossbreeding animals and not planting diverse seeds. That we understand that crossbreeding, so to speak, trees by grafting one to the other is also forbidden min haTorah. So the Mishnah here says, Ein mevi'in ilan be'ilan. You may not bring one tree into a separate tree. That's grafting, where one would take, let's say, the stalk, the root, the trunk of one tree, and chop it off, making like a concave wedge, and then in the trunk, and then taking like a branch from another tree and make like a V-shaped, you know, convex wedge, and then shove the triangle wedge into the other side of the trunk, and then bind that together, and then the two plants would merge together as one. That's how one grafts a tree, essentially. So you can't do that with two trees, nor yerek b'yerek. You can't take two different plants and have them merge, essentially, one into the other, by somehow growing together. Below ilan b'yerek, below yerek b'ilan. Nor can you take a tree and let it graft into a plant, nor a plant graft into a tree. And we're going to have examples of this in the next Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda matir yerek b'ilan. Rabbi Yehuda allows for a plant and tree to go together. An illustration is the next Mishnah, but here the idea is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a tree and plant don't really merge fully at all, and therefore that's not considered to be kilayim. However, halacha would be like the Tanakama, that it's forbidden even having a tree into a plant, or vice versa. Just an important aside, the Bartanura brings, this at the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that all of Ilanei Srak, all trees that don't produce edible, you know, fruit, so they're all considered to be the same min, the same species, and therefore they are not forbidden to graft one to the other. So we have two trees, you know, I don't know whether they're sycamore trees or, you know, maple trees, something that don't, oak trees, don't produce food. Maple may be another good example, but oak for sure. So those trees you could graft one to the other. That's not a prohibition from the Torah. And in fact, it's permissible in the Rabbanan, and the Shulchan Aruch allows it. Okay, now the next Mishnah will give examples of this Mishnah.